In the name of Jesus Christ, I speak. In this winter SSC, this is a very special SSC because so many people are sick. Some of you, thank God, already recovered. And some of you in the process of recovering. A small number of attendants may already went home. So there's a question in some of you, or most of you, how come we come here to worship God and to pursue after God, and God did not protect us? And we come and seek in the church. Can this glorify the name of God? Right? Probably you had this kind of question. So I try to use the Bible teaching to explain the truth. And if you still have questions, you can discuss with your counselor or ask the full-time minister. Let's turn to the book of Romans. The book of Romans, chapter 5. Chapter 8. The book of Romans, chapter 8. Verse 28. Chapter 8, verse 28. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the code according to his purpose. Bible mentions all things work together for the good of those who love God. All things, including you come here, you pray, you receive Holy Spirit. You pray, you are filled by the Holy Spirit. You pray, your faith are revived. All things, including you come here, you feel that you receive a lot of good teaching, which is applicable to your life. All things including you learn a lot from your own fellow members, from your fellowship. All things including you receive much love from the Bowen Park Church. They have been mobilized, the whole church, to prepare for SSC. And the cooking team have been cooking for so delicious food for us to eat. But also, all things, including stomach flu, including you get sick in the church. Because all things never exclude anything, right? All things. Working for good. But there is a precondition. Those who love God. If you really love God, even the sickness will benefit you. Right? If you really feel you are benefited, then at the end of SSC, you will go home with a heart of thanksgiving, with a heart of appreciation, and your relationship with God will be even closer. Right? But you may say, okay, I really love God. If I don't love God, how can I spend airfare and spend time here? I really love God. But I really cannot understand this kind of stomach flu sickness. How can it for good of me? Right? How can you really benefit from this? First, we know in order to make have a very fruitful, successful spiritual convocation, we need to have two parts. You cannot take any one of the two parts. The first part is human effort. We have to do our best to be well prepared. This is the first part. The second part, we need God's blessing. We cannot say, okay, God is Almighty God, right? And God loves us so much. So, I don't have to fulfill my duty because the grace of God can cover everything. No. The grace of God is abundant. The power of God is powerful. But we human beings still have our own responsibility to do. Once we already exercise all the effort to fulfill all our duty, and some of the part is beyond our own control, in that part, we need to rely on the grace of God. Just like an elderly member who suffered from stroke. The member keep on complaining, how come God loved me so much and let me suffer from the stroke? And their children say, do you know? My father, when he was strong in the age of 80, we keep on advising him, don't eat the high cholesterol food. But my father liked to eat the, do you know what is? The pork feet, right? All right. And especially in the birthday, the Chinese tradition, they have to cook mian xian, how to say, noodle with a pork feet. That we pretend it's some kind of blessing, right? And the father consumed a lot of high cholesterol food. Even the children came on advising him, don't do that, don't do that. All right? And the father even secretly go to outside to have a noodle store to eat a lot of delicious food, but with a very high cholesterol, and add on his stroke. Now, also, how can he complain to God? God, why do you let me stroke come to me? Because according to your own common sense, right? If you consume this kind of food in this kind of age without medication, without proper exercise, you are going to see God earlier than your destined time. It's not because God wants you to go, but because you don't fulfill your own duty to take care of yourself. But if a person, elderly people, right, eat very healthy, right, exercise a lot, and they refrain from eating the processed food. Everything is what? Organic. Only to do the best to take care of themselves. But how can these elderly people be healthy? Then it needs the grace of God. Right? The same thing. If we want to have a very smooth, fruitful spiritual convocation, the first, we have to do our own part. Do our best. Whatever we can do, do our best. And whatever we cannot do, we pray and ask God's grace to cover our own weakness. So what do I really mean? You know, in the summertime, we do have E2 spiritual convocation, right? And how come wintertime we don't have E2 spiritual convocation? But E2 in the age, living by impulse, don't know how to use a brain to think, right? They may run around and perspire, and then what? Forget to put on the clothes. All right? And then, in the winter time, you run and perspire, and what? It looks cool. You still wear the short sleeve. Hey, how come you are so strong? But next day, start coughing and high fever. Because you don't know how to take care of yourself. Right? So when we come here, I know some of the room probably too cold. Because some of the room is too hot. So when you adjust the thermometer, right? When you adjust to a room which is a very suitable temperature, the other room is too cold. When you adjust the thermometer to a room which is very suitable, the other room may be too hot. So sometimes it's very difficult. No. So very difficult in this kind of sense, if you feel cold, what should you do? Right? You cannot say because I'm young. You're lying on here, keep on praying, God is almighty, please protect me. There are extra blankets. According to the church board, there are extra blankets put somewhere, I don't know. But the church board say, I already told the counselor, right? So when you feel too cold, you have to ask the counselor, I feel too cold, right? And then the counselor will get a blanket for you. Or the counselor can adjust the temperature for you, or the counselor can adjust the room for you. All right, this is something we can do to do our best. And then, when we come to the church, we want to be close to God. If you come to the church, you are still sick. Of course, God loves everybody. When you are sick, God still loves you, right? So you come to the spiritual convocation, and then you can advise the counselor, I'm sick. And the counselor can arrange a special location for you. You can sleep well, very well, without spreading your sickness to others, right? Just like some of the in a minister seminar in Irvine, there was a minister told me in advance, in the evening, I will snow. When I snow, it's like a thunderstorm. I know it. Okay. So I told the church board. So the church board purposely arranged him to live in a member's house. I don't know whether the members have any special insulation. But after he alerted the me, and I alerted the church council, all the rest of the other ministers sleep very well. Besides that, some of them are snow as a thunderstorm, but still very loud. And the church prepares some kind of what? This called what? Put into your ear, right? Temporarily block you out of not the rain bell, right? Block you from the snowing other people, so you can sleep very well. All right? So we do our best to have to prepare to take care of ourselves. So I'm not saying the sickness all are the work of Satan. Or this spiritual congregation, a lot of Satan. How do you know a lot of Satan? So many people sick. It's the evidence, the work of Satan. In certain sense, you can say, this is the attack of Satan. But in certain sense, that's because we don't take care of ourselves well enough. So we get sick. For example, another example, when you know some people who are already sick, right? You know the germ is somewhere. But you have to wash your hand all the time, right? Especially before you have the meal, you wash your hand all the time. And when you touch the bowl or the chopstick, the portion you touch your mouth, you should not use a hand to touch it. These are something common sense. You exercise a common sense to protect yourself. So this is something we can do. But one more thing is, if you want to serve God, one thing is very important. You need to have a very healthy body. If you don't have health, even spiritually you fast for 2 hours a day, spiritually you love God very much. If you don't have good health, you go and board the airplane, you start feel dizzy. How can you serve God? Right? So in this kind of SSC, if you're really sick, then you have to think about, my health is in yellow light. Right? How come the other people never sick and then I sick so easily? So we always advise a TTP student, besides you pray hard, besides you study hard, one thing is what? Exercise. Right? I know some of you only fast without prayer. When you are in school year, right? You sleep very late and you get up very late. When you get up, only 10 minutes, I have to rush to school. I have no time to eat breakfast. But you don't pray. Fast without prayer, no any spiritual effect, do you know? And fast without prayer, and that kind of a life without breakfast actually is very, very bad for your health. The most important meal in 3 days is your breakfast. So breakfast is so important. If you have good breakfast, your body will be healthy, plus you have a proper exercise, right? And good rest, and balanced nutrition, your body will be healthy. So if you sick so often in this SSC, or you sick for a long time, you can never recover. You really love God, you really want to serve God, maybe this is a wake-up call for you to seriously thinking about changing your lifestyle. Right? Because if you change your lifestyle, you sleep earlier, get up earlier, and eat healthy, you can have health to serve God in the long run. You know the human body, right? In the evening, all your internal organ, in your body function is resting, try to recover from the fatigue of the labor in the day. But if you purposely, right, don't want to sleep until the midnight, until 3, 4 a.m., and you sleep, especially if you spend that kind of time for TV game or for internet or for nonsense and ruin your body, it's not worth it. You are not the one who loves God. If you really love God, you will love the body God gives to you. So this is some part we can prepare for ourselves to prevent this kind of sickness from happening. Right? But maybe you may say, I have been doing whatever you say. I am still sick. Right? I'm an innocent party. Because what? I come here, I put on my clothes, and I keep myself very warm, but still the germ come and visit me. Right. What can you do? If you really love God, you still will be benefited. Right. Why? Because the church is a family. Right? When a party of the family is sick, the whole family is sick. Do you know? When part of your body abnormal, all your life is abnormal. Do you have the experience of a toothache? Right? Your toothache, your mouth can never smile. You cannot say, okay, toothache, only the problem of tooth. All my other body is still very happy. There's no way. When you have toothache, the whole body is ache. Because the whole body are related together. So when we have this kind of sickness, because we are family, so we are related. So we have to treat this kind of sickness as my own sickness. So we did see some of the counselors or workers of God really are very loving and caring, right? And they sacrifice themselves and take care of you. That's fine. But one thing is we have to even do better is we pray for each other when we are in sickness. Because when we are in a very smooth circumstance, it's sometimes very difficult to experience the love from brothers and sisters. But sometimes we are in very difficult situation. That is the time you are going to experience a lot of brothers actually loving you. So there is a brother always, not always, sometimes call me and complain, I feel the church has no love. I told the brother, do you know today, after you baptized for 20 years, you are still here because so many people pray for you. If no people pray for you, today you will be gone a long time already. Because he had a marriage problem, he has a lot of different kind of problems. So because of problem, we can be united by praying with each other. There was a full-time minister. This happened about 30 years ago. He was in charge of a church. Before the spiritual convocation, he has been working so hard to prepare a spiritual convocation. And that spiritual convocation was so fruitful. So many people received baptism and the Holy Spirit. But right after the Holy Communion, the full-time minister went up to the third floor to rest. Right after he entered into the preacher's room, he started to vomit a lot of blood. Vomit a lot of blood. And then the church council just rushed him to the hospital and had a checkup. He has TB, and it's contagious. And because vermin is so much blood, right? So the doctor gave him advice. You have to rest at least 6 months. You cannot move around. You cannot carry heavy item. You only sit there and take good nutrition and give good rest. And he was thinking, then how can I fulfill my duty as a full-time minister? Now, for 6 months, you cannot do anything. And after the 6 months, you can gradually increase your workload. Right? While he was in hospital, do you know? Because he loved the whole church loved him. So the whole church just mobilized, pray. In the morning, pray for this full-time minister. That full-time minister testified. After 3 or 4 days, he want to be discharged. He want to come back to the church. And one of the little children, about 6 or 7 years old, hold the leg of that pastor. Said, "Pastor, I fast and pray for you." He shed tears. Or even the small children say, "I pray for you." And because of that kind of prayer, right, he raised about 1 month, and he resumed his ministry, start to work. So the doctor predict you are going to not to move around for 6 months. Even you have to resume your ministry in one year. But because everybody fervent prayer, only 1 month, and he come back to church and start to work. It's a miracle, right? We keep on preaching, say what? Dead resurrected, blind regain the sight, and what? The leprosy can be cleansed, but only the flu cannot be cured. Is that what your Bible says? Everything, there is a miracle, only the fruit. Fruit is exception. God is almighty except fruit. Can you claim this? Of course we cannot claim that. Okay? So after we do our best, if there are still some people sick, maybe it's a time God allow this happen, want us to practice what we learn here. Remember, in the past Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, in the past 4 days, how many times have you heard about loving each other? How many times? 10,000 times. You count it, 10,000 times. But when you know a brother and sister sick, it is a time you practice what you learn. Right? It is a time you practice what you learn. How can you love the sick person? You cannot pray to God. "God, please, let the fruit come to me and let him get healed." I don't expect you have so much love, right? What we encourage you is when you see some people sick in the prayer, pray for them. If you really love them, fast and pray for them. You are going to see that God's grace is almighty, right? A lot of people originally had to recover from 3, 4, 5 days, maybe 1 day recovered, right? Some maybe recover 2 days in one prayer is recovered. It's possible. God is almighty. It's possible. So this kind of sickness actually is a time for us to exercise love. So I see so many people love praying and fasting and pray with a loving heart. I think God will be very pleased. Because of this kind of fruit, if the opportunity to demonstrate your love, you are truly loving your brother and sisters because you pray for them. So this is something you can really benefit for yourself. Do you know, sometimes when we prepare a spiritual event, we think about something logistic. We think about something schedule. We think about something this and that. But one thing is very important is preparation with prayer. One day there was an elder testify. He talked about in the spiritual convocation. If this spiritual convocation, everybody pray a lot, right? And then you're going to see, seems everything go very smooth. Even some disturbance, even some difficulty, very easily can be resolved. This is called spiritual preparation. So one thing is very important is when we prepare a spiritual event, we have to mobilize everyone, right? And to pray to God, "God, please bless our SSC so this SSC can go smoothly. Please help us so that all the difficulty can be removed for the sake of your glory." If everybody really pray so hard, most of times it will go very smooth. If sometimes it cannot go smooth, there must have some lesson God wants us to learn. So this is to remind us, when we do the spiritual preparation, we have to think about, pray for the blessing and the guidance of God about this SSC. This is a must, because Satan has been thinking all different kind of ways to attack us, to disrupt us, to stop us. from pursuing spiritual progress. So some of the virus may be sent by Satan. It's possible. But if we pray enough, God will send the angel to drive away all the virus. It's possible too. So this is also remind us one of the way to prepare a very smooth spiritual convocation. Besides, we do our best to whatever we can do our best. Right? Pray a lot for God's blessing and guidance. And this is something what we have to learn. There's another one. There was a testimony, right? You probably heard about the elder she testified when he was engaging the ministry, in the early of his ministry. There was a period of time the Holy Spirit was mightily in one of the church close to the central part and the ocean part of central Taiwan. Within 1 week, more than 100 people received Holy Spirit. Within 1 week, the same church, more than 100. And who are they? Most of them are farmers. Do you know farmers, in the daytime, at 7 o'clock, after the lunch, breakfast, they already go to the farm to do the farm work, right? And after they return to their home and cook, after eat, it already reached to the evening of 7 or 8. You know, farm work is different from study. Study, you are sitting there all day long. Right? Farm work, you have to labor. It's an energy-consuming job, right? After you work from the 8 a.m. until the evening 6 p.m., 10 hours of intense labor, you come back home, what do you want to do? I want to relax, right? Some of the wives just complain. My husband come home, don't want to talk anything. The husband said, you don't know, I talk all day already. While he was walking, he talked all day already. I lose the energy to talk to you. Anyway, I love you, never change. Other than that, I have nothing to say. I'm too tired. All right. So can you imagine? Imagine a person labor 10 hours and still come to the church, start from about 7 a.m. Give a sermon 30 minutes, pray 30 minutes, give a sermon 30 minutes, pray 30 minutes, last until 11 p.m. And go back, rest a few hours, and tomorrow morning, still go to work. According to your testimony, they never feel tired. They never feel tired. Why? Because once God is working mightily there, you never feel tired. We did witness these kind of things happen. In a spiritual NYTS or spiritual convocation, if that spiritual convocation, everybody pray very hard, God really working there, you look, nobody feel really very tired. Now, I did mention several times about one true story. I went to a church to do the service. It's only the Sabbath morning, do you know? Everybody feels so sleepy. How come they already have a good sleep one night, so feel so sleepy? Right? But when it's reached the lunchtime, when you talk about politics, talk about social news, talk about stock price, everybody's voice was so powerful. And after a good meal, afternoon service, everybody so sleepy. And then, after the afternoon service, everybody talk about golf, about this and that. Talk so loudly, energetically. Do you know what happened? The prayer is so short. Sometimes you pray so hard, you want to lift up the spirit of your prayer. Within 5 minutes, it's just an airplane already landed. Only you alone pray aloud. So the key problem is what? The church did not promote prayer. But thank God, after a few years later, I returned to that church. I find out different. The atmosphere different. The people listen to the sermon, that spirit different. And how come different? Because the church promote prayer. So all things are possible. Do you know? You can come to the church and attend the SSC for 5 days, and you never feel tired. It's possible because it's happened. Why? How can you do it? How can you do it? When everybody pray hard to be filled by the Holy Spirit. You just sleep in the regular hour. Actually, you sleep a lot. Just a preacher who says, right? You sleep from 10:30 a.m. until 7 10:30, not a.m., p.m. 10:30 p.m. until 7 a.m. How many hours do you sleep? 8.5 hours. How many of you sleep 8.5 hours in your school year? None. Not really, right? In school year, you can sleep 8.5 hours a year. If you are in the college, probably you are going to have a lot of frank of your study, right? You cannot pass. Oh. So it sleeps already. The church already scheduled for 8 hours for you to sleep. If you really pray hard to be filled by the Holy Spirit, you will never feel tired. Oh. Spirit of God is moving you. You will never feel tired. Oh. So when we are engaging this kind of spiritual pursuit, something, a lot of amazing thing, you are going to experience it. Oh. Okay. Now we look into this kind of holy work, suffering. If you read the book of Acts, the most peaceful moment, nothing happened. Everybody enjoy a loving moment together, right? No persecution, no sickness. Where can you find it? In the book of Acts, where can you find it? It's only recorded in Acts chapter 2. Acts chapter 2, 3,000 people receive baptism. The later part of Acts chapter 2, they are filled by the love of God. And wonder and mighty miracle happen, and everybody live together and share everything, come on together. It's just like a heaven in the world, right? So wonderful, so amazing, so harmonious. And Acts chapter 3, the first miracle recorded, right? A person crippled was healed beside the gate of beauty. But start from Acts chapter 4. Peter was arrested. Persecution come. Difficulty come. Right? And then Acts chapter 6. Persecution come. Right? And Acts chapter 7. Stephen was stoned to death. Oh. So if you read the book of the church development from the book of Acts, only a very short period of time, everybody enjoy a period of time of nothing happened, very peaceful. After that period of time, a lot of problems happened. A lot of persecution and difficulty happened. So when you try to engage in serving God, now is a good time for you to practice. When you try to engage your serving God, don't expect everything will go very smooth. There's no difficulty happen. Oh, no. According to what the Paul experienced or Peter experienced. Yes, on the one hand, God is going to work with you. And mighty miracle happen, God will bless you. But on the other hand, a lot of persecution and difficulty will arise. And then that persecution and difficulty, sometimes it's a trial, it's a test of your faith, will strengthen your faith, or will make you rely on God even harder. It will make you to pray even harder, so that the spirituality can even grow higher. I think this is the same happen, right? The same thing happened. So when there's a sickness, everybody pray hard, pray very fervent. Do you know? At the end of SSC, your spirituality will even grow even higher. So yes, like yesterday, what I mentioned, that if you want to serve God, you cannot be like a strawberry. You know strawberry, right? Some of strawberry are very beautiful. Oh, it's a reddish. The color is so attractive, right? But it's strawberry. Do you know to eat strawberry? You can't hold it too tight. If you hold it too tight, you squeeze the strawberry, become a strawberry jam. You can only look. You cannot touch too hard. Too hard, you are squeezed into jam, right? It's strawberry, right? So you are grown up in a very well-to-do family, in a very comfortable environment. Everything is comfortable. The air condition always adjusts in what? 22°C. Never been too cold, right? Your parents always change the new car, so the car will never bumpy. They're like an Africa car. Every car is just like a massage. Jump arm and down, front and rear, left and right. If you have 10 hours of the bus ride, it's 10 hours free massage. But you never experienced that.
And you open your refrigerator, you have everything. Soapy milk, you don't like milk. You don't like, you still have what? What is substitute? Oh, you still have what? A lot of things, right? A lot of delicious things. Huh? So you are well fed. You brought up your so comfortable family, like a strawberry. But can God really use you? This is a what? Straight test. If you can pass this straight test, then you can be used by God. But if you are in this straight test, you fail, that means what? God still wants to use you, but you need extra training. Oh, extra training. What is going to happen? I don't know. Maybe another stomach flu. But probably not. Oh, we pray not happen again, right? But you need extra training. After you can go through this kind of straight test, you can serve God more. I know there was a sister being sent to Dominica to help Spanish interpretation. I also heard some of the members, after they went to Dominica, they surrender. Any holy work I'm going to accept beside only the only one I'm not going to do, Dominica. They surrendered the ministry in Dominica. But one of the sisters, the father testified, do you know, after my daughter went to Dominica, my daughter become very mature. Why? Why his daughter went to Dominica become very mature? Because her daughter went to Dominica to suffer. You have no ice cream, do you know? You have no soapy milk, do you know? Every day is KFC. It's not authentic KFC. Authentic KFC tastes good. It's Dominica KFC. It's different. Right? And so after you go there, you suffer. After you suffer, you come back, you feel everything is so delicious. You go to Africa. Right now, Africa is pretty comfortable. 1980s, you go to Africa. The bed is made of palm leaf trees. The stem of the palm leaf trees. So you sleep there. Sometimes, hey, how come one thing is very soft? You look, take away the what, mat. You look, oh, there was a laser there. It's just right on top of the laser. And some of the members, the sister screaming, oh, this one, crocodile. Or some kind of mosquito or fly, right? When you go to Africa, everywhere, colorful. Right? You are screamed whole day, lose your voice. But after you go there and come back, no matter what kind of bed, you just fall asleep. No matter what kind of food, you just give thanks. So just treat this stomach flu as a straight test. If you can pass, of course the church will not give you a certificate. The person passed the test of stomach flu. There's no such kind of test. But if you pass, later time, God can entrust you with more important task. So, when you go back home, don't give negative message. Oh, I don't like the Bowling Park Church. I don't like to go to SSC anymore. You see so many stomach flu. Right. When you go back home, give a positive message. Then I come back. Do you know what? I already passed a straight test. I have stomach so painful. I burped so many times. But I insist to the end. You see, I come back. I did not die. Alright. And next time, I want to go again. I not only go again, I want to become a counselor. Give a positive message. And your father look at you. Oh, my son, stomach flu is work for you. Why? Do you know why? Because you love God. According to, so Romans chapter 5, fulfilled in you. So I hope I never hear anybody, you go back home, give a negative message. If you give a negative message, means what? God is not in you. If God is in you, if you really love God, your message will all the time positive. So may God bless you to pass this straight test. You have 2 more days to go. Congratulations. Pray in silence.